The idea being that going with the flow is a full recognition and a conscious awareness and a willingness to act on these four principles in every circumstance that comes up in your life. Number one, you exist. Number two, the one is all, the all is one. Number three, what you put out is what you get back. Number four, change is the only constant. Again, we will go into greater detail in these ideas and explain exactly how these can be utilized in your physiological reality in the next transmission. But suffice to say, you can begin to recognize that these carry within them the very seeds of your ability to understand that the experience you call physical reality is really nothing but a mirror. Literally, physical reality is nothing. It is no thing. Nothing. No thing. Use the analogy on your planet of the device that you have that is called a glass mirror. You understand, if you think about it for a moment, that the reflection you see of your face in the mirror is not literally in the mirror. The glass has reflected all the light of your face back to you. That's why you see the reflection, which means there is nothing in the mirror. No thing. The mirror is actually blank. By being a perfect reflector, it holds on to none of the light and gives it all back to you. That's why you see the reflection. Physiological reality, take me literally, is a mirror. It is just a more complex mirror, a holographic mirror, a multidimensional mirror, so that you don't always recognize all the reflections as you. But believe me, they are. All the reflections are you. And I mean literally every object, person, place, and thing, every situation, every circumstance, every moment of time and space is you being reflected back to yourself from the particular point of view you chose to express at that particular moment. Does that make sense to you? When you can begin to understand this as a true physics principle, you will begin to realize this doesn't always mean that what's going on in your reality has to be a exact one-to-one reflection in terms of what it might mean for one person as opposed to what it might mean for you specifically. But the fact that you are experiencing it means it has something to do with you, and you can always learn something from the reflection, because there always is a reflection. And if you begin to understand it as a reflection, you will begin to understand that you are at cause of your life. That you yourself have the opportunity, if you treat reality as a reflection, to examine it and see if you like the reflection you're getting. So that if you do not prefer it, and I don't mean judge it, do not prefer it means just observe that it is not aligned with your frequency. There's a difference between negative judgment and preference. Pay attention to your definitions. We will get to that in a moment. The idea, however, is that you can recognize that if you do not prefer the reflection, then you know that it is a matter of changing what you put out in order to get back a different reflection. And that allows you to know you are always capable of making that choice. You have the free will to choose on that level how you will experience yourself in the concept, in the modality you call physiological reality. Again, use the mirror analogy. If you see your face in the mirror with a frown, do you stand there and say, all right, I insist, mirror reflection, I will smile, I will be happy, but you smile first, otherwise I won't. Who do you think is going to win that battle? Believe me, the mirror can outweigh you. The idea to understand, therefore, is that if you want to see a smile reflected in that mirror, you have to smile first, or there will be no reflection of a smile. Therefore, by stretching this into the physiological reality analogy even further, you understand that many of you have been trained, have been taught to insist that you will only base your behavior on the things that happen to you. I will be happy if. I will be happy when. And not a second before I'm putting my foot down. I will be happy if this happens. I will be happy when you do this for me. You all sound familiar in this, do you not? From time to time. The idea to simply understand again is this. If you understand the principle we are discussing now, you will realize it is more a matter of, I will be happy because that's what I want to be. When you are happy because that's what you want to be, and I mean truly the vibration of happiness, not just pretending, not just covering it all, oh yes, I'm happy, I'm very happy. Not just in denial of things you need to feel, things you need to face, fears that you need to experience in order to integrate them. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about avoidance. I am talking about the idea of true vibrations of joy and happiness. When you choose to be that vibration, then again, what's the third law? What you put out is what you get back. The second, the instant, the moment you are that vibration, the reflection in your physical reality has no choice but to reflect a reality that corresponds to the vibration of your ecstasy, because the universal reflecting mirror doesn't have a mind of its own. It can't contradict you. It's not going to argue with you. Yes, I see that you're happy, but I'm not going to give you a happy reflection. No. It doesn't have that capability. It is only nothing. Nothing at all. It is only the reflection of what you put there, and that's it. So, if you will be the vibration of happiness, you will see experientially that you will get the reflection in all the ways that are reflective of your happiness to the degree that your happiness vibration is turned on, you will get that reality. However, here's that clause. However, pay attention. Here's what you call in your language the fine print. This is what we perceive in observing your society trips many of you up and gets you into trouble. Many of you will still place a condition on your happiness even when you think you're doing it this way. Oh yes, all right, yes, I will be happy because I know that if I'm happy, then I'll get this happy reality, then I'll get what I want, then I'll get what I'll desire. If, then, you are still making it conditional on what happens outside you, and there is no outside. So the idea to really bring it down to focus is to understand this. In order for the principle to really work, in order for reality to reflect back to you the true reflection of your happiness, you have to be happy with no expectation that you will get a reflection back. That's how it works. That's what makes it effortless. That's what makes it flawless. That's what makes it infinite. That's what makes it pristine. That's what makes it gracious. That's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes it awesome. Is that you understand that all of this, you don't even have to think about what will come back. You simply can take it for granted. You can know. You can simply already have the gratitude to the infinite to know that when you are happy, nothing else can happen but happy reflections. And you don't have to put a condition on your happiness that says, yes, I will be happy because it will then get me what I want. You have to be happy with no expectation whatsoever. I mean zero. Zero, zero. Because what is zero? The center, the null point. This is where you exist, in the here and now, in the true unknown. Many of you have been for thousands of years afraid of what you have labeled the unknown. I will tell you this in all honesty and earnesty. Make a friend of the unknown. The unknown is the only place, and I mean this with all my heart, the unknown is the only place you will ever actually discover your true self. Period.